I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we'll learn why Nigeria's believers need our prayers and encouragement. Later, a ministry to the former Soviet Union explains how their impact extends beyond the reach of summer camp. So let's get started now. You probably know about Boko Haram's terror campaign to drive Christians out of Nigeria. However, the International Crisis Group reported that Fulani herdsmen attacks have been 6 times deadlier than Boko Haram this year. Fulani herdsmen are mostly Muslim and often lash out at Christian villages and steal their land. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us about a recent Fulani herdsmen attack that killed 27 people, many of them Christians.
The Fulani herdsmen came into these 5 villages and the people ran into the bush. Some of them tried to escape by jumping into the river. Some were shot and killed as they were doing that. Others drowned. Many of them couldn't swim. And so, you know, it's a horrible situation, and the Fulani herdsmen continue to cause great destruction.
The church in Nigeria needs our encouragement.
My real prayer would be that they would not be intimidated by the violence. They would still continue to be the salt and light in those areas. And I've talked to many, that's their desire, and that God would protect them.
Next, from Nigeria's violence, we turn to the Great Commission. Mark Kordick of the Alliance for the Unreached says 2.5 billion people are considered unreached.
They have no access to a church, no access to a Bible, no access to a Christian.
So Christ followers have a dilemma. Jesus tells his followers to go and make disciples of all nations, also known as the Great Commission. But reaching billions of people can't be done alone. Kordick says Great Commission collaboration is starting to happen in 4 specific areas: biblical stewardship, 24-hour prayer, national church planting movements, and Bible translation.
We've had more active movement towards translating the last languages of Scripture in the last 30 years than the previous 2,000 years combined.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
I would encourage you to consider downloading the Great Commission Action Guide.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of crosses and Bibles have been destroyed by the government in China recently. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
Basically, the Bible is being attacked by all nations. The Bible is God's holy word. It's tragic that everybody doesn't embrace the Bible. It's tragic that everybody can't have the Bible.
More than 300 Chinese pastors have signed a statement saying that the Bible is the Word of God and that they are eager to walk the path of Christ. Rovenstein says there are more than 1 million people in China that still need a Bible. In spite of increasing restrictions, Bibles for China's work isn't being diminished.
We're honoring the policies of the registered church and the Chinese government. Bibles are printed at Amity Press within China. Those Bibles are all being delivered. Those Bibles are all within the local church, the registered church.
$5 can get a Bible into the hands of a Christian in rural China. Find out how at missionnews.org. And Slavic Gospel Association-supported summer camps have ended across the former Soviet Union. The ministry is still gathering camp statistics, but what happens next? SGA's president, Michael Johnson, says,
and usually there's a number of kids that hear the gospel and they come to saving faith as a result of the camp. And many of the kids who do come to the camp will come back and begin to attend Sunday school. And the parents find out about it and they see the positive impact that it's had on their children. And they'll start to attend church services as well.
But outreach doesn't end there.
Every Christmas, we have a program called Emmanuel's Child. All the families from the community, including all the kids that went to camp and their families and the church family, they're invited to a big Christmas celebration at the church.
At this celebration, kids receive Bibles and the gospel is shared with the crowds. If you consider helping SGA-supported churches continue sharing Christ, you get the how-tos at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.